Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stone's bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Diana Nicholas, a great new member of our Brain Trust, co-founder of SAM Architecture, a global architecture firm. She's practiced her craft all over the place, and she's been helping us think about some different ways to manage our people as she's run her own business. She's learned some new things, and she's pushing my envelope a little bit. I'll tell you that right now, Diana. I thought for an old guy, I was being pretty liberal with my thinking. Now you're making me. You actually called me rigid a while ago.
No,
you're not getting out of it. You called me rigid. You said I'd call that rigid.
I know.
Just because I made them declare. I gave them the option of coming. We're talking about employees' flexibility, folks, flexible work time. Just because I gave them the option of when they could come in, when they could leave, I could. You told me I was rigid because I didn't. I told them they had to do whatever they decided to do. Do it every day. Now let me say this: if we have students here work for us too. And they mm-hmm. come and go all day long. So we're already doing what you're talking about with students all day long. Every week.
Now, students are an interesting example because we have some students too. So because our fundamental sort of thinking on flexibility is that it works both ways. So if we need you to be in the office at a certain time or go to an event or something like that, you are expected to flex your schedule for the company. And so students, it's a little harder to do that because they definitely have class at a certain time of day.
Mm-hmm.
So we respect that, you know. And if we have employees who, say, want to teach a class, we acknowledge that's going to be a time when we are not going to ask them to flex their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, it works well when everyone acknowledges that it.
Well, let me ask you this question. In terms of the flexible part, are you allowing people to be flexible just because it's whatever whim they want, or is it more based on something that's going on in their lives? So I could see if you have a sick child, a sick parent, a family member, if you've got a child who's very active in school or whatever, or you've got to drive motor carpool or whatever, I could see where, you know, those that would be very logical. In fact, those are the kinds of things most small business owners are great at, allowing flexibility with their people. But just to be flexible, I don't think I want to go to work today till 9 or 12 or whatever. What do you think? Do you differentiate?
I think it's great. Let me tell you about the business side of it, because, you know, it's not just that we're doing this thing to attract top talent, but in fact we are recruiting top talent because of it. But, you know, think about sustainability. We live in Boston, right? So some mm-hmm. of us commute 1.5-2 hours a day.
Oh, boy.
And if you commute off hours,
you
are reducing carbon footprint. And we have actually done a calculation that takes into account average number of days people might work from home.
But see, now you're coming back to what I said a while ago. These are external influences that are necessitating this. That makes perfect sense to me.
Right, but it's a benefit, too, because we're in a business where people are concerned about sustainability. And
I agree.
Our carbon footprint by 44% as a result is huge, right?
Right.
So, you know, we feel good about that.
That makes a lot of sense. But now the person who's choosing to come in differently because of the traffic, they're probably going to do that every day. Right?
Say that again, because I lost you for a minute.
A person who's coming to work differently than someone who lives nearby because of the rush hour, they're probably going to do that same schedule every day.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true, but that's their choice. That's the idea.
Okay.
Everybody has that option. Yep.
So you're a millennial, aren't you, Diana?
I'm sorry?
You're a millennial, aren't you?
No, I'm older. I'm Generation X.
But barely. Here's what's interesting here that's going on. You and I are having this great debate. I'm on the leading edge of the baby boomers. You're on the trailing edge of the Xers, probably barely an X. And it's just interesting to hear us talk about how we think about managing people. I think it's funny. I think it's and good.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a constant dialogue in the business world these days, after all.
Well, this is what's going on right now. I mean, we've never had this many generations in the workplace at one time.
I know, it's fascinating.
So do you have, how many different generations do you have in your office?
Well,
do you have anybody old like me in your office?
We have someone who's 65, roughly.
Okay, that qualifies.
Have people that
means they got a Social Security card in their pocket.
Exactly. So, yeah, we have a wide variety. And it's interesting because they all sort of interpret the flexibility a little bit differently. You know, they're in different stages of life. And
I bet they do. I bet that's fun. So you'll have to come back another time and talk to us about how you manage the generations. How about that?
Oh, I'd be happy to do that.
I need your website quickly one more time.
Sure. It's www.saam-arch.com.
So check it out, folks. Hey, Diana, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Good to talk to you.
You too. We'll see you next time. Diana Nicholas, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get her back another day. I like having her on the show. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.